You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Hey, what's going on? It's Metal Shop, Backstage Pass podcast, and Metal Shop. We're talking here with Trey Pemberton, guitarist for Creeping Death. You may have seen them when they came through with Terror. You may have seen them when they came through with Power Trip. I was at both shows and you guys killed it. First off, Trey, down in Texas, how's everything going for you, man? Are you you staying home? Or you have to go into work? Or how's things going for you, man? How are you holding it down? And how are you staying sane?
Yeah, we're you know, staying inside. We're, you know, I'm with my family, so we're, I'm not, like, completely alone, so that's pretty cool. We're getting to spend some family time. But, yeah, we're staying inside. My parents both work from home now, which is good. I work in mental health, so I still have to go into the office. But luckily, the office is closed for face-to-face visits, so I'm really just sitting there alone and just answering phones and, you know, sending emails and stuff like that. So it's pretty chill on my end. I'm honestly pretty lucky to still be able to work. And, you know, I just go from home to work and back and forth, and that's really it. So, yeah, and as far as staying sane, just playing a lot of video games.
What are you playing?
Right now I'm actually playing Madden. I was playing Call of Duty for a while. They got a new update on Warzone. That's pretty sweet, so been putting a lot of hours into Call of Duty. I beat Red Dead Redemption 2 the other day, and then I just bought God of War. So I've been getting some mad gaming in. I still got a lot on my list I'm trying to knock out during quarantine. So, you know, I figure I got plenty of time.
All right, Trey. So you just listed off some, like, shooting games and some pretty badass ones. I don't know if this is too unmetal of me to ask, and I haven't played it myself, but have you touched any Animal Crossing yet?
I have not. I have friends that do play.
Yeah.
See, for me,
it looks addicting.
I don't really get it. I ask people, I'm like, what do you do? He's like, oh, you just kind of do chores for things and so you can upgrade your, you know, your little island. And I was like, so, like,
you collect turnips.
Yeah. So I'm like, so you're doing chores for people so you can get things. It's like what you do to exist. Like, I can do that. Like, what's the point? Like, I don't get it. That's just my thing. I don't really get it.
Yeah, it's like Sims, kind of.
Right? If you can't win a championship or kill something, then I don't want to play it.
Fair enough, dude. That's going to be the pull quote from this one. If you can't win a championship or win a championship from shooting something, who knows? Like, Unreal Tournament.
Either one. I like competition, man. That's my thing.
Nice, man. Well, you know, you mentioned that you're in mental health, and I'm not trying to make light of the situation or anything, but that's certainly going to be something that, like, your field is something that is 100% essential during this time for a lot of people, and more so just, yeah, dude, totally essential, because I think a lot of people need a lot of help right now and are going to.
Absolutely, absolutely. I am not, like, a trained medical professional by any means. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, do work at the office and stuff like that. But, you know, I have a rapport with the patients as well, and I talk to them, and they're very, very happy and are very grateful that they're still able to have appointments and still able to talk to their doctors and whatnot, because it's stressful for everyone, you know. So everyone's got to have someone to talk to and hopefully help them get through this.
How How about like writing music? Have you been staying home and writing any riffs or just jamming out? And have you guys done any like band Zoom meetings or hangouts?
Yeah, well, I've got a bunch of voice memos on my phone. That's pretty much it.
Okay.
I have a drum set at the house. I just kind of drum for fun. But no, not really. We're trying to figure out a way. We're trying to plan something where we can like get together and do some sort of, I don't know. So we want to do something, but we want it to be of quality, but we haven't really figured out how to go about it. Yeah, we don't want to just do like a live stream of just our practice space like some people. I'm not hating on anyone doing that. That's completely chill, and I like the content and I like seeing people jam. But if we want to do something, we want to do it like high, a little bit higher production quality than just Facebook Live.
I've seen a couple amazing ones like Code Orange's record release show, Year of the Knife. Year of the Knife did a really cool one.
This was excellent. And I saw Mothership the other day. They did a really cool one.
Oh, nice.
So a lot of bands are doing it. We want to do something where it's like that, it's like it's very high quality kind of thing. But we have, like I said, we haven't really figured out how to go about doing it yet. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It could be just a pipe dream. We'll see.
Well, now you got all the time to figure it out, and I think this situation is breeding some creativity with artists and whatnot. I did want to talk about, not to get too into the weeds with this kind of world issues going on right now. I wanted to talk to you about 2019, man, really being what I would consider from an outsider's perspective, like the breakout year for Creeping Death. Do you think that would be a fair statement?
Yeah, I think that's totally fair. I mean, it's the year we dropped our first LP, and most people hadn't heard of us prior to that. We were pretty limited, even within the hardcore scene. We were limited to the area we were able to tour to for a while. So, I wasn't like surprised at all that it was, once we started to play outside of the areas we normally played, that people were gonna, I guess, not notice, but I always saw how that went for bands. Just the more you play out of town, the more people kind of pay attention. That's just kind of how it works usually. So, we were hyped, but still, we didn't expect the fanfare that the album got.
Yeah.
After we released it, that was definitely far exceeded our expectations for sure. I'm not sure what we expected, but it wasn't what we had received. So it's been really cool.
Well, I mean, the album's killer. In case you're listening, you're like, what's the album? It's called Wretched Illusions. The band's Creeping Death, and we're talking with Trey Pemberton, the guitarist from that record. He definitely stands out as having a ton of energy live, and you guys totally shred. And you mentioned a little bit about not even getting that much traction in the hardcore scene, or you weren't even that big in that scene. And you bringing up hardcore, I wanted to ask, because you guys, from an outsider perspective, if you were just listening to the album, I'd be like, damn, that's like an awesome thrashing, like death metal record. But, you guys obviously have some sort of connection to like Terror and I saw you guys tour with Terror. So you obviously have some connection to hardcore. Is that like the scene that you grew up in?
Oh, absolutely. We're all hardcore kids. Like we all kind of knew each other from hardcore shows in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Mm-hmm. I've been going to shows since probably around 2011, 2012.
Okay.
That's where I met Eric, our bass player. That's where I met all of them. Reese too. Reese has been going to shows in Dallas. Reese is actually pretty much has been neighbors with Riley Gale for years.
From Power Trip, yeah.
Different place. Yeah, just different places around town in Dallas. Like we all kind of came up in the same scene and knew each other. So, that's what we're all kind of from. Hardcore is cool because nowadays it's like you see a lot of different types of bands kind of come out of that. It's not very uncommon to see bands that are like softer also play with hardcore bands, but like metal bands play with those same kind of bands. It's like, very lots of mixed bills, lots of diverse stuff going on, and people are pretty accepting. So you can just get with your friends and jam out kind of whatever you want. And that's kind of how we started. It was just like, oh, these were the shows that we had grown up going to and knew how to get on. So You know, when people always ask us, it's like, oh, like, where you got, you guys are all the karate in the pit stuff. I'm like, well, dude, we're hardcore kids. You know, we started as a hardcore band. Like,
yeah.
We're not, that's not going to go away, I don't think. Like, I hope we don't stop having the, you know, support from the hardcore scene. I still like going to hardcore shows.
Yeah.
I still love hardcore. So, you know, it shouldn't take away from the whole metal aspect just because we're playing in a metal band. We want to have fun and play to really anyone.
Yeah.
Just anyone that wants to jam and headbang, you know?
It's all heavy, man. I mean, bands like Ringworm,
yeah, exactly.
Bands like Integrity, like those bands will easily play, you know, like a hardcore festival or a metal festival. And even one of the, like, you know, I mean, like Hatebreed, dude, like
yeah.
They could play, you know, a hardcore festival and then they could play a metal festival. They're playing the same songs, but it's just the same thing, man. And like, if it's heavy, it's heavy. And like those boundaries, you know, it's 2020, man. Like there doesn't need to be those boundaries, you know, bands like Gate Creeper, bands like Power Trip, bands like Creeping Death. You guys are, you know, it's like the new version of Crossover.
Mm-hmm. I feel that. It's pretty sick. I like how a lot of the new metal and death metal bands coming out have some sort of tie to the hardcore scene at some point. A lot of them do anyway,
yeah.
Which I think is cool.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, man. So, like, you grew up in hardcore and got that was kind of like how you grew up. What was the first time you heard like a sick death metal record that like really connected with you? What was your first exposure to like, you know, like death metal or like thrash metal that really like made you go, oh man, I want to write some metal riffs?
So for me, it's like I actually was exposed to thrash metal pretty early. It was
okay.
One of the first like kind of guitar like bands. My mom really likes like Slayer, and she really likes Metallica.
Oh my
really
god, you got a
Pantera.
Slayer mom.
I do. She likes all that stuff. She really likes Lamb of God too.
That's awesome.
So like, you know, you come up with stuff like that, but I didn't really get into the really like death metal stuff until I started to listen to more death metal influenced like hardcore bands like Harm's Way, Black Breath, Nails,
nice.
Stuff like that. And then I just, you know, naturally you're curious, you dive into the inspirations of the bands you like, and it's like, oh, this kind of style, Swedish death metal here, these kind of bands that, you know, use the same kind of style and guitar tone. I looked up Grave and Tombed like back to back, and I was like, oh my god,
yep.
Like this is the coolest stuff ever. And then
give me an HM2
because yeah, well yeah. Dude, that's funny. It's like I looked it up and I was like, I can't afford that. So I was like, all right. But I, you know, went down the YouTube rabbit hole, and after that it just went to a bunch of different death metal bands that, you know, then it hit Obituary and Sepultura and a whole bunch of stuff. And I was just sitting there for hours, and I just went and downloaded a bunch of stuff and been jamming it ever since. It's been pretty sweet.
Nice, man. Well, I got a couple random questions to ask you, and keep in mind that this is totally off the cuff, and he has not been pre-screening these questions, so I'm totally putting you on the spot here. If you were a wrestler or UFC fighter or boxer, and you could pick your own theme song, what would it be?
Oh, it would be Return of the Mac by Mark Morrison. Yeah, I'm coming out to good vibes only. If I'm gonna get into a fight, I'm not trying to be all I'm trying to focus on the task at hand. I'm trying to feel loose, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be all tight and tense, you know. That's just how, for me anyway. Like that's personally how I operate. If I'm all tight and tense, I get really anxious and I don't perform as well usually. So that's just me.
Nice. Return of the Mac. That is a classic, dude. There's songs from that era that you can forget. You cannot forget that one. That's one that immediately, like that and Warren G and Montel Jordan and what's that one? Love You Down by Enaj.
Dude. Music like that is like the music that I listened to when I was like a kid. Like that's what I kind of really came up on. It was like that and rap music.
Well, okay. Well, who are maybe your top favorite MCs of all time?
Oof, of all time. See, I can't do it of all time because there's the eras are so different. Like, I basically do it like 90s, and then I break it off, and then the 2000s to about 2010, then I break it off, and then I do 10 to like now. So,
okay.
Like,
do you still listen to rap music now?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, then your top five current favorites.
Top five current. Right now, Young Thug.
Okay.
Lil Uzi Vert.
Mm-hmm.
Lil Baby and Playboi Carti. Those are my go-to dudes.
Okay, nice, dude. So, Lil Baby and DaBaby. I always get those two confused.
I know a lot of people do. They both kind of have their own, like, people think they're, like, very similar. I think, like, if you really dive in, like, the minutiae, they're pretty different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's kind of like metal, where people, like, oh, all this stuff sounds the same. So, yeah, but if you actually, like, listen to it, it's not all the same, you know. So
I really loved there's the Hip Hop Evolution show on Netflix. I really loved the episode on Houston. That was really cool.
Oh yeah,
with DJ Screw.
I love Screw some stuff. Oh yeah, and obviously being from Texas and playing Houston all the time, which, you know, hit the Screwed Up records and tapes and place and all that. It's pretty cool. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Houston's got a cool culture.
That's awesome, man. Well, we're talking all kinds of stuff here, man. We're talking everything from wrestling theme songs to death metal to hip-hop. And all right, well, here's another random one at you. If we were to go to karaoke, and I don't know if you drink or if you're, you know, non-drinker, if we were to go to karaoke and I'd either give you too much sugar or too much alcohol and you had to pick a song, what song would you sing for karaoke?
That's tough. I don't know, because I'm not a big karaoke guy.
But you got to pick one.
I don't know a lot of words to songs. So I'm like, I don't know. Honestly, it'd probably be Return of the Mac. Again,
there you go.
Like, it's probably, you know, same answer.
Okay.
It's a very versatile song. You know,
nice.
A lot of occasions you could use it for.
Okay. I like that. Sticking with the classic, the one that you love for all occasions. Now let's talk a little bit about some albums that made an impact on you. So
mm-hmm.
within every genre, so you know, anything that we've discussed or anything beyond, what are four albums that have made a positive impact on your life?
Oh man, let's see, Metallica, Ride the Lightning, for
hell yeah.
Sure.
Well, Creeping Death, I mean.
Yeah, like, I mean,
obviously,
you know, that's pretty obvious. let's see. I would say, this is so hard. There's so many albums. Probably Around the World in a Day by Prince. I love Prince.
Nice. Okay.
Let's see. Another one. All right. In the metal realm, like death metal realm, there's a band called Blood Red Throne.
They're sick.
Really the band, the band that inspired me to really start Creeping Death. Like, that's the one band I was like, I want to actually play death metal, was that. So I would say the first album I heard from them was Come Death, so probably that one. So Come Death by Blood Red Throne, and then the last one positively influenced my life. This one's going to be weird, but, The Fall of Troy. What's that album?
Oh, yeah, that's a great band. They're from my area.
Yeah, I was about to say, they're from Washington. Doppelganger, yeah. That was my favorite album when I was in high school.
It's a very cool band.
That got me through a lot of, you know, the high school era. So that was a very formative era. Like album for me, so that one was very important.
Talk about bands that are unique that just like totally cross all genre boundaries.
Yeah, absolutely, and Shred. Don't understand how he sings and plays that stuff at the same time.
So talented, and they were hella young when they wrote that, dude. They were really, really young.
Yeah, blows my mind because I still can't play that stuff, and I'm like 26 now.
Right on, man. Well, just one more question for you, man. If it's one that we like to ask pretty much any musician we get on the phone with, because you guys tend to have pretty good stories with this. So if you could pick a scar on your body and tell us a story of how you got that scar.
Ooh, I don't actually have a whole lot of scars, but I can tell you a story about how I had a very violent concussion my first year of playing Texas football.
Oh, my God. Tell me. Texas football, that's serious business.
Yeah, so I think, I moved there when I was 12 or 13, I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm playing, like, peewee football or whatever, and I'm playing safety at the time. And I come down, and I make a tackle, and that's fine. And then my teammate comes and smashes everyone, and that was the hit that wrecked me.
Oh, no.
I, after that point, I don't remember the rest of the game. I basically came to throwing up in my parents' toilet, and then I came to practice the next week, and I had to ask my teammates, like, who won? Like, what happened? I don't remember after the second quarter.
Damn, dude.
They're like, you're kidding me. Like, what? Like, you're joking. But yeah, that was pretty gnarly. Like, they don't mess around down here. But it was cool. It was fun. I loved playing football back in the day.
Good Lord. Damn, dude. That's gnarly. Yeah. All right. Well, that was a good story, man. I appreciate it. So, like I said, Trey Pemberton from Creeping Death. Do you have any final words for the Northwest audience? Anything to say while we're all stuck here at home doing the smart and healthy thing?
Everyone, you know, stay home, stay safe, stay healthy, take care of your loved ones. If you're, I know a lot of people are struggling right now, but if you're so inclined, if you're so, you know, if you're able, we have merch. We have a lot of merch. Our tour was canceled midway through the tour. Mm-hmm. So we have a surplus of stuff. So if you want to visit our Big Cartel, creepingdeath.bigcartel.com, we have a bunch of merch from tour that you guys can check out, and we'll ship to you, and it would help us out. We would very much appreciate it.
And check out their album Wretched Illusions, available now. Trey, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.